This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning we check in with a local movie film studio to see what's going on from Spider King Studios. Cenk Trander, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Kyle.
So what's your next little project here? Maybe little is not the right word. Maybe big is the word.
Yeah, so we're moving into our next feature film. It'll be our sixth feature film, and it is called It Calls, and it's a psychological cosmic horror film surrounding the Cthulhu mythos from H.P. Lovecraft.
And who even knew how did you describe it again?
Psychological cosmic horror.
Wow, I didn't even know that was a category.
Yeah, it's kind of like bunched in together. There's psychological and then cosmic, and they're buddies.
So this is something you wrote, right?
Yep, this is all mine.
How do you come up with these?
Usually I pull from things that I'm feeling about in the world, or, you know, pull from personal experience, and that alters and snowballs. That's kind of how that goes.
So what would be, do you know when you write it, how long a production it's going to be?
Yeah. Do you mean in terms of production?
Length? Well, no, in terms of length, in terms of when it's all done and you're watching it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So this one is at minimum going to be an hour and a half. Yeah.
Wow. So that's a lot of writing.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long have you been working on this?
I'd say for a year now, just the script writing process.
While you're doing a lot of other things too.
Oh, yeah. Lots of other projects, short films. We wrapped our last feature film as well about a year ago, so it was right into the writing process on this one.
All right. And then how do you distribute these out?
For this one, we're going to be pushing heavy in the film festival circuit, but we're also going to be getting these up on streaming services like Amazon, Tubi, and others.
And it's really a different playing field with the streaming services and all that that's out there now versus a number of years ago.
Oh, yeah. Things have changed quite a lot. But with that also means the level of entry for indie filmmakers like myself. It's a lot easier nowadays.
Right. It's easier, but yet it's easier for a lot of people, which means that it's still very competitive.
Yes, very much. Yeah.
And so how many... Now, is this... animated, or is this, how is this put together?
Yeah, this is a live action film, and it's all filmed here locally in Roseburg, a little bit in Bandon, and it's all local actors, live action movie.
Have you determined who the actors are yet?
We've got a lead on board yet. His name is Josh McDonald, and everybody else is kind of up for grabs once we put a casting call out there.
So how soon do you anticipate that will be?
In the next month, we're going to get rolling.
So the process, there's so many steps to this, and what you're doing is really amazing that all of this is coming out of Roseburg. You've done a number of other things that are out there that the quality level is really incredible. How do you keep this pace up?
Well, it's just having a growth mindset, I think, for me personally. I'm always knowing that I can learn and improve with both commercial and narrative film. I keep the learning process going.
So to fund all this, how does that work?
Largely, it's bootstrapping. We just self-fund, but for a feature project, especially of this magnitude, we try to do things like crowdfunding and getting sponsors. So right now we have recently launched our crowdfunding campaign, and so you can find that on our website, spiderkingstudios.com, if you want to support. And there's also rewards that come with that, because we don't want to just say, hey, give me your money. We want to say, hey, here's a reward for that, you know, whether that be a poster, t-shirt, or a credit.
Wow. So timeline, when are you hoping to start?
With the early production process, about a month from now, but realistically 2 months or so.
And how long will it take to film all this?
It'll probably take a couple months of different, coordinating of schedules and things like that. But yeah, 2-3 months probably.
Now, I've worked on some audio projects that are nowhere near this big, but just to keep track of what you're doing as you go, you've got to be really organized.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's kind of where I lean on my team. I've got about 8 dedicated crew members in my studio that are just, you know, they've got my back, and I rely on them heavy. But it is a lot of coordination.
I mean, when you're getting you know, maybe in the more of the final editing phase, and then you're like, okay, where did this scene go?
Yeah, that has happened before, yeah. Yeah, and it can be scary. But, you know, there's a lot of things that happen along the production process, and you just got to roll with it. That's kind of the nature of it.
Now, does any of this are there times that you look for, you know, you want to film a scene, but you really need it on a sunny day or a cloudy day or a rainy day?
Yeah, and especially with Oregon, as we all know, things can be a little bipolar, but yeah, it's a lot of cloud spotting, making sure we look at sun maps, seeing where the sun and light are, and but ultimately, we might just have to roll with that, too.
Wow. So if somebody is curious about all this, especially the crowdfunding part, and wants to know what's involved there, what will they find on your website?
First thing on our website, spiderkingstudios.com, you'll see a link to our crowdfunding campaign. And, you know, this is open to any donation of any size, but there's also rewards for individuals and businesses who want to get involved.
All right. Anything else people ought to know about this?
We are going to be putting out cast and crew calls as well, and that'll be all local, so keep an eye out on our website and our social media for that, too.
All right, Jake Tranter, Spider King Studios, with an update. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
8:38 at the Morning Report.